us our moment of freedom, and we say, and peace. The reason is that when you are free, you will enjoy peace. It's only those who are not free that they have bondage or they have unrest and don't have peace in their hearts. Because when you know that something cannot entangle you, cannot tie you down, you are just free to do what you want to do. Amen. I don't know if you call this person, I don't care. I just saw it again. Okay, now I have it right. Philippians 2:5. Because like we said, Philippians 2:5. Like we said, is she new? Really? I thought I know her. Praise the Lord. Hello there. How are you? Amen. So, like I said, as we are dealing with this topic of freedom and peace, we are dealing with our mind. We are dealing with the fact that we should make ourselves to get used to the truth and let the truth take upper hand of our life. And this is what the Bible is telling you and I, that we should have the mind that Jesus has, so that whatever the enemy is doing, it will not be able to entangle us, it will not be able to tie us down. We shall be free, and we will know what to do and how to do the things that we ought to do. He said, let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he gave himself. He brought himself low. He humbled himself, so that he will fulfill everything that he needs to fulfill. And this is a church where we decree and declare fulfilling purposes. He said that when we have the mind of Christ, we have the mind of triumph. We have the mind of a victor. We have the mind of peace. We have the mind of an overcomer, of a more than conqueror. Because when we have the mind of Christ, we remember and we know where we are, that we are seated with him at the right hand because of what he has done for us. Amen. So Jesus said unto them in the book of John 8:31-32, he said, then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. 32. He said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He said, if you believe in me, you prove that you are my disciples, and that you allow my word to be in you, then you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And when we read the one that we read last week, it's still the same book of John 8. We remember 36-37, he says, so therefore, if the Son of Man shall make you free. I mean, you should just get this word and get it properly well. You are telling me the same thing now. Okay, I simply press something and then they notes went in. Just listen to them. They say, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If, as if it's not part of his plan, as if it's not part of his program, if Jesus is the Word, the Son of God is the Word of God. Say, if, that means that you need to work it out. Book of Philippians said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So it is an if because it is conditional. God does not force himself on anyone. You need to accept him for his word to have preeminence in your life. I need to accept him for his word to make and to have preeminence. That is why he said, if therefore the Son of God make you free, you shall be free indeed. So it's like saying, if the word of God make you free, if you understand the word of God, the meaning of what the word of God is speaking and telling you, if that word of God enters into your mind, there is nothing stopping you from freedom. There is nothing stopping you and I from achieving what we should achieve. He said, if the Son, if the Word, if the truth, therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And then he said to them, because they claim to be Abraham's seed, but they do not understand what it means to be Abraham's seed. God said that you are blessed with the blessings of Abraham. But the blessings of Abraham comes by faith and not by sight. The blessings of Abraham is the one that trusts in God, that walk with God and not know God, and now start behaving in the line of what God has asked him to behave. To the extent that God said unto Abraham, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply your seed. Why? Because you did not refuse to give me your only son, the one that is supposed to be your next heir, the one that is supposed to take over. You did not refuse to give it to me. Therefore, you have proved your love. You have proved your faith. You have proved that I am the one that is your God. And it says, whoever has that kind of mind, he said, that person will be free. So he told them, he said, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. Why? Because my word has no place in you. If my word is in you, you would have known the truth, and you would have known where I am coming from, and you would have known who I am, and you would have understood my purpose, and you would have submit yourself and be glad that I have come, not trying to destroy me or to destroy my word. I mean, that time they needed to kill me. But now we have to understand it, that we don't kill the world because the world is life. We allow the world to walk in us and through us. Actually, those who allow, who accepted Jesus that time, they were free. So they said that 500 people rose up with him, resurrected with him, and they showed themselves to the whole city. People were able to know. Amen. That is actually the line of the teaching, but there was something that popped up on Friday, and I want us to understand some things according to the book of Ephesians 1, and then we will read again Isaiah 65, because I have to repeat what I repeated the other Friday. And one of us that we're here on Friday, she asked me a question, and that thing touched me, and I feel that let me see the screen. He said, are you holy? Are we holy? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why did she ask that question? Ephesians 1. And after I was explaining, I said, mommy, wait, before you pray, explain to me, are we holy? Praise the Lord. And I could see that this is at times one of the things, if that mind, the rightful mind of being holy, if it's not in us, we will keep condemning ourselves, that we will not be able to stand firm. You remember small people where you steam meat for inside soup? How do they behave when or how come? You will see it all written over the person because the person has conscience. Thank God for conscience. It's only those that don't have conscience that you will not see remorse. But a child that did something wrong, you will see it. No, not you will see it. And that what I am trying to say, because if we don't know the truth, we are not stealing. This is our possession. This is how we should live our life. But then we will be acting as if we are stealing what actually belongs to us. And because we act as if we are stealing what actually belongs to us, I mean, why? What is wrong with a child saying, "Mama, I want to eat meat, give me this"? We will, because it is the way we train our own self that is causing the problem. And this thing I'm still saying is still the same way we, most of the African pastors, we are still teaching that is still causing problem for our members and for we ourselves. That we keep condemning ourselves again and again, declaring unto ourselves what the Bible did not call us. So that is why I took time to explain, and I said, I think I will push. I thank God that we are doing let the mind be in you. It's even appropriate for me to deal with this issue again on Sunday. Otherwise, Bible says, therefore, let no one, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So why are we still condemning ourselves? Let's start the fact that we are in Christ Jesus. We'll start from 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, God is not a liar, and he can never be a liar. The Bible says that Satan, the devil, is a liar and has been lying from the beginning. We cannot say that we are predestinated and then we don't accept that we are predestinated to be holy. And we have been seen as blameless even before we accepted Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, have you continued it a little bit? Yeah. It says, having predestinated us into the adoption of Jesus by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, herein he has made us acceptable in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he had appointed towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will again the second time, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. Now, this is the spiritual blessing, because when he said that blessed are you with spiritual blessings from heavenly places, he has now mentioned the spiritual blessings that we have. And what are these spiritual blessings? We have been choosing right from the beginning. Let this mind be in you, that you are choosing even before you get born. Amen, somebody. He said, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. How? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He has chosen us to be holy. We are not fighting to be holy. We are not struggling to be holy. But he has chosen us and we are made holy. And then she asked me, if I do wrong, I said, that you are still holy. And she said, but the Bible said that without holiness, course, I'll be Bible. No one can please God. I say, yes, it is true. Are you set apart? Because holiness means set apart. Then I ask her, have you set apart yourself for Christ? She said, yes. I said, then what is the problem? You are holy. But Peter also said, I'm even called out, be ye holy because I am holy. He said, yes. I said, because the Bible is asking you to walk by faith and be declaring and decreeing it unto yourself that you are holy. The fact is that you are set apart. She said, what person asked? I said, they start to do. She said, no. You bow to darkness? He said, no. You bow to money? He said, no. I said, no. But you are set apart to God. She said, yeah. I said, yeah, what is that the problem? The problem is the condemnation. He said, but once in a while I do wrong. I said, but that does not stop you from being. God only has to walk in that spirit of holiness because He has made you holy even before you were born. Now start seeing yourself as holy. Start seeing yourself as blameless in Him through love. When you start thinking like that, meditating like that, gradually you will see that everything that is called filthiness, you will have the power and the strength to cut it off. You will know that this is not your lifestyle. He said, amen. I said, let's go to the book of 1 John. The book of 1 John said unto us that if anyone says that he has not committed sin, that is a liar and he made God a liar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Then the question is that, if God says that if we did not commit sin, that means we are committing sins. And if we are committing sins, that means that we are not holy. I say, what is sin? Sin is when we have missed the mark. And when did we miss the mark? Through Adam. She was kind of, everything I talk in the girl, I said, yes, through Adam, we missed the mark. And that is what is called sin. If you go further in this verse, if you go further, it will tell you that you cannot commit sin because the seed of God is in you. How can God say that if you say you are not a sinner, you are a liar, and then the same God will say you cannot commit sin because His seed is in you? Is it not contradictory? It's in His understanding that will make us to know. So that first sin that He said, you will make God a liar. If you say that you have not committed sin and ask for forgiveness, it is because of the sin of Adam that we inherited. Every one of us inherited the sin of Adam. The first Adam brought sin. The second Adam brought life. Are you hearing me? So that sin, nobody can say. It says, all our sins are fall short of the glory of God. Because of that, you cannot say that you are not sin. You are not a sinner. That time, because you have not accepted Jesus. But if you not confess, He will not forgive you. And then you will not become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You will not become the one that has been chosen right from the beginning to be holy and blameless. Then you will not become the one that the seed of God, the word of God is in you. So you cannot be able to sin because He is in you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. See, my little children, this is right. I unto you that if you sin not, and if any man sin, that you sin not, that you don't sin. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father Jesus Christ, the righteous, and He is the perpetrator of our sins, and not for us only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we know that we know Him if we keep His commandment. He said, he that said, I know Him and keep not His commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in Him. So we are walking in righteousness. We are making ourselves to believe. I mean, if you know that you are holy, like I said, why make yourself dirty? When that mindset is there, we know everything that is written. Right from the beginning, do not lie. Do not, like I told her, I say, come. That I'm saying that you are holy. I'm not encouraging you into fornication or adultery. I'm not encouraging you to dress anyhow. I'm not encouraging you to be a liar, to be a gossiper. I think the Bible tells us all these things. He said they are the life that we used to live before. But now that we are in Christ Jesus, we should not walk in those things that we used to live before. I said, but when you get having the understanding that you are set apart unto God, you are meant to do the things of God, when you have that understanding that you are giving your life to Christ Jesus, and now you are born again, give me the book of Peter, now that I speak of born again. First,
Titus 1. 1 Peter 1, he said, you are born of incorruptible seed. God bless you. I'm only trying to explain so that we have understanding. Let this might be. That is the reason why Jesus was such in every way without sin. I told us that if me and you should judge Jesus, we'll be calling him a sinner. He insulted his mother. He called somebody dog. You know your Bible? He called somebody fox. He called them animal. He called them foolish generation. He called them stick. He abused people. If me and you should judge Jesus, we will call him a sinner. And yet the Bible says he will judge in every way without sin. Why? Because he has the mindset, I am holy. Let this mind be in you. He has the mindset that nothing can make me dirty. Let this mind be in you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So see what is written. When he says that you are born again, that you have given your life to Christ, he says you are born again, not of corruptible sin. Remember, his seed is in you. And because his seed is in you, you cannot sin. Born of incorruptible. Why? The word of God, which liveth and abide forever. So when the word of God is in you, and you allow the word of God to transform you, you are doing all you can do by the grace of God given unto you to live a life of holiness. What you are only doing is you are proving the fruit, telling yourself that I am holy. So I behave this way because I am set apart. I behave this way. This is how I should behave because I know who I am. Today you fall, you make mistakes. That it does not mean that you start saying, Father, forgive me, I ask her one thing. I say, today now you don't cost. Who did you get angry with today? Who did you keep malice with today? Did you gossip somebody today? She was saying, no. Did you lie? No. I said, but at the end of the day, we'll say, Father, you see that I know and you see that I do not know. We'll be condemning ourselves. Instead of praising God and thanking him that we are his righteousness in Christ Jesus, we'll be condemning ourselves. I said, me, I'm learning these things. Let this mind. Because this is the mind that gives us the victory. As long as we are condemning ourselves, we are dragging ourselves back. It is not a license to do things that God. If you remember the book of Proverbs, he said unto you, those who run around causing discord within brethren, he said, I hate them. May God not hate you and me.
Amen.
God will not hate us in Jesus' name. So when we know all this truth, we avoid those things. We do the things that we know is written for me that I am holy, for you that is holy to do. We walk in them. I say that is what is called holiness. Set yourself apart and live according to the word of God. Even when you make mistakes, you are still holy. For if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord as we believe in our hearts, say we are saved. For in our hearts we believe, with our mouth we confess unto righteousness. So we are confessing it. We know who we are. We are not doing the things that we are not supposed to do. And even when we do, we turn around. We don't allow the filthiness of that mistake to stick to us. We change because the word of God is incorruptible. The word of God cannot be made to be dirty. Let me use it in our language. The word of God is not for the other than the pig return to. The word of God is incorruptible. It is pure. It is clean. And that is the word that we live. And because we live the word of God, we are clean and we are pure. And then it endures forever. And that is our freedom. Jam your hands if you want to celebrate. Amen. So when you see, like I said in the book of Ephesians, these are our spiritual blessings that we have been choosing right from the beginning. That we have been made to become holy and blameless before him in love, that we have been predestinated, and how would I put it now? Having predestinated us, I mean, we have been adopted as children. We say, Abba Father, according to the book of Romans, we are what? Adopted already as children by Jesus Christ. And if we are adopted as children, we have the inheritance of the blessings of the kingdom of God. What do your children do for you to get all the things that you are doing now? You are building, you are planting, you are having different things. Maybe you start school, you put the name of your family as the school to bless people. Maybe you have an orphanage, you have In short, you are doing so many things, opening companies. Why are you doing it? Is it just for yourself to eat? Who will inherit them when you go? Who is struggling to have them? You. But when you go, you give them for the children. And you pray before you go that at least one of them to have the same vision. Jesus chose 12 to carry that vision. In short, he chose many, or 12 remained. Out of the 12, 11 remained. And then he chose one to replace the 12. Those 12 carried out the mission, and me and you were doing it. Your children does not need to suffer what you suffer to build that house, to make that company. But what they enter there, they will say, now my papa gets up. And because it's for my father, it belongs to me. Let that mind be in us. Let that mind be in us. We are adopted as children. For according to his good pleasure. And the question I ask, if what God has made me to be is according to his good pleasure, does that not mean that he will do all he will do to make sure that he is pleased? Take it. He said he has predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He wants to be happy every time he sees you. So what will not make him to do anything that will not make you happy? Play your part and let the blessing start rolling. It is not for nothing that the Bible wrote, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. You are holy, live a holy life. You are blameless, make sure you are blameless. And when you make mistake, I repeat, don't condemn yourself. Go on to the Father. Hide under the shelter of the Almighty God. Because everything that God does unto you and to me is according to the pleasure of his will. And because he always wants to be happy, he will do you good. And he will never do you bad. For the goodness of God lead us to salvation. Amen. Instead of the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. So it is not by your works that you are accepted. This is the spiritual blessing, and let this mind be in you. That you can tell Satan, Satan, I am not for you, I am for God. God has made me to be his beloved. By dying and shedding his blood for me, he has made me to be his beloved. I am not dirty, I am clean. I am pure. And then they say, for yesterday you did this. He said, that does not stop me. I am holy. I am still what? Holy. Amen. And then, like I said, because I just wanted us to pray, these other ones I'll be doing it next week. These are our spiritual blessings that God has given unto us. That he gathered us unto himself, and that he will make us, according to the counsel of his will, to possess our own possession. That is why he said in 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, that means the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of promise, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of the glory of God. Let's go to Isaiah 65. I'm not able to go deep as I want to go deep. But I believe that, are you holy?
Yes, Solomon.
Are you sure you are holy?
I always was sure.
Can you quit your church tomorrow and say, I am holy? What about if something makes you angry today? Are you still holy? Let that mind be in you. Please. That mind that has told you, Jesus Christ said you are blameless. Let it be in you. Believe it. Accept it. Walk in the power of it. You are holy. God has made you holy. Walk in the power of it. It is really very powerful. Very, very powerful weapon. If that mindset is enough. Very, very powerful weapon. That is the thing that you can be able to answer Satan at any time. That he brings accusation to you. Say, hey, touch not the anointed of God. For I am the anointed of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isaiah 65. Let us just start reading from 19 to the end. He said, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Now, these are the physical blessings. It's all over the Bible, both spiritual blessings, written in different places and physical blessings. But there is a reason that I'm doing this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because of the spiritual battle that is there. When we talk about freedom, it's only because there is something that ties, that bonds, that keeps in captivity. When your mind is free, you know what to do. But then that does not mean that there are not principalities and power that are still fighting. And that this thing has been in me. We used it to pray two Fridays ago, and we still use it to pray this last Friday. And I just want the church. Last week we couldn't do it. I want the church that we will have a time of 10 minutes to pray this prayer today. So I will be very fast on the grace of God. He said that I will rejoice in Jerusalem. You are Jerusalem. And joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in you, nor the voice of crying in Jesus' name. He said, there shall be no more there an effort of this, nor an old man that has not filled his days. You shall fulfill your days in Jesus' name. Amen. For the child shall die at 100 years old, but the sinner being at 100 years old shall be accused. You shall not be accused, and you will die in a very old age in Jesus' name. He said, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. You will long enjoy the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. He said, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring is with them. Continue. You are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. You are the seed. You came out of those that God has blessed. He said, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, the Lord will answer you. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear, the Lord will hear you. He said, the wolf and the lamb shall be together. And the lion shall be strong as a bullock. And dog shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt, nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord.
Amen.
Now, this is the battle. In all congregation, as we are living our life, as we are journeying in our life, there lives what is called the forces of the wolf, the forces of the lion, the forces of the serpent. We saw the serpent right from the beginning in the book of Genesis, how the serpent came. And here God said, he shall eat dust. That means you will be brought to nothing under your feet. These forces are still fighting against the church. These forces are still fighting against the congregation. What does the wolf do? The wolf comes to scatter, he tears apart. When the wolf attacks, it attacks in a voracious way. It tears apart. The lion is same thing. The Bible said that the lion came against David, and David tore him apart. Beer is also a kind of force that comes, and he tore it apart. And this is the prayer. If you look at the last sentence, he said, they shall not hurt. That means they have been haunted. Not destroyed in all my holy mountain. That means they destroyed. That means they are in a congregation to hurt and to destroy in the holy mountains of God. And that is why we will pray against those mountains. As God said that we will stay together, that God will frustrate the powers of the lions, the evil powers of the wolf, the activities of the serpent, that God will so frustrate them that they will not be able to hurt in this holy mountain. They will not be able to destroy in this holy mountain. Even when they are among God, the word of God will prevail and transform. That is said that we will do what eat together. We will fit together. Their power will become powerless. That it, we will become, those who are of God will become such God anointed before them. We will become like Peter, walking out of the prison, out of his bondage, with the doors opening of their own accord. The witch in our midst, the wizard in our midst, the power of darkness that wants to raise up their head in our midst. We will not be wondering, why am I throwing these arrows and missiles and nothing is happening? God knows that it's not their fault. It's the activities of the wicked one. That is why you see brothers and sisters fighting in the church, quarreling, marriage. It's the activities of the wicked one. But God said, in this season and beyond, I will so much work in this church as we believe and we trust Him, that the lion and the wolf and the serpent shall not hurt, nor will they be able to destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us rise on our feet and Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. We are going to pray these prayers. We are going to pray for